Stop 4. Aldwark Synagogue. This site is, rather surprisingly, one of the most important in the modern Jewish history of York. As recently as 1975, Bulmers, the former joiner's shop behind 3 Aldwark, was used as a synagogue. The synagogue and its community were founded in 1886 at a time when Jews were finally beginning to return to York in numbers, reaching 124 individuals by the 1903 census. There was a close relationship with the joiner's shop. Work would stop when a service was held, as the joiner's wife was a Jewish woman. And when the joiner's shop closed in 1975, so did the synagogue. This site shed some light on one of the famous ideas or myths about York's Jewish history. Some believe there was a Jewish curse called a cherem placed on York, forbidding Jews to eat or sleep in the city. The origins of this are obscure, and no early references to the cherem can be found. Nevertheless, its origins have been linked to the massacre of York's Jews in 1190, and some people have used the suggestion of a cherem to explain why Jews never really returned to York in significant numbers. However, the Jewish community in York in the 13th century was large and wealthy. We know this from property documents and from the burials at Jewbury. But between the expulsion of the Jews in 1290 and the time of the major Jewish immigration to England in the 19th century, York lost its role as an important political and economic centre. For immigrants in the 19th century, whose livelihood depended on trade and commerce, there was no real incentive to live in York. In this light, it's easier to understand why it is only in 1886 that York's first post-medieval synagogue is opened, and why the Jewish population of York was so small. It also explains why Jewish communities were able to re-establish themselves in industrial cities like London, Leeds and Manchester, but not in York. At the time of the Second World War, many refugees, mostly Jews, were brought to the city by the York Refugee Committee, and by May 1939 there were 118 refugees here. The 2001 census showed nearly 200 individuals considered themselves Jewish, including these refugees who'd chosen to stay in York.